The National Organization of the Boy Scouts of America is ending its ban on gay men serving as troop leaders. It poses a new challenge for local leaders, but they do have some guidance at hand, as WHYY's Bill Hangley explains.
The Boy Scouts don't have to look far for models when it comes to dealing with homosexual volunteers. The Girl Scouts of America have never banned gays, and officials say that policy has served the organization very well. Natalie Pekin leads the Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania. She says the Boy Scouts will probably discover what her group learned long ago: the less you discriminate, the larger your pool of potential volunteers.
I know that there is a lot of research that organizations, corporations, countries, communities that are more inclusive are stronger and usually more profitable, because they are relying on all of the talents and assets that are available to that community.
Pekin says the Girl Scouts teach volunteers to tread lightly around issues of sexuality and religion, leaving those for families to handle. The Boy Scouts ruling applies only to those troops that aren't organized by religious groups. Philadelphia's Cradle of Liberty Scout chapter, which has long supported acceptance of gay scouts, praised the move, but reaction from religious groups was more divided. Officials with the Catholic Church said they were pleased that the new rule will allow them to keep gay leaders out if they choose, but the Mormon Church, which sponsors more troops than any other faith, says it's considering cutting ties with the Boy Scouts over the policy. The Scouts began admitting gay troop members 2 years ago. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.